Good morning. 6-10, obviously we're all disappointed, like always. Our goal is to come into the season, have a winning season, get into the tournament. Haven't done that in the last, few years. And that's not our standards. We want to apologize for that, number one, to our fans, who, no matter what, they come out and really, give us their best. And we want to apologize for that. But moving forward, I do want to try to accentuate what the positive things are, because there's plenty of people who can talk about, what the negative things are. What disappoints me the most, though, before I try to get into the positive things are that we, during the season, we had plenty of chances to win some games. We were in a lot of games, and we didn't close games out. That was the most disappointing thing for me. In spite of, people like to, throw the injury thing in there. Everybody's got injuries. That's just part of the league. But we had chances to close games out as an offense, as a defense, and even on special teams, and we didn't close some games out. So that was disappointing. It's a learned behavior, I think, that when you have a chance to close teams out, you can step on their neck, you have to do that. If you don't, it's hard to win this league. So I can, you can go back and look at our schedule and look at the second half of some games. We were ahead or close or leading in some games, and we didn't close games out. Again, we had all three phases of the game. We could have closed some games out. We didn't do that. But the positive things are I do think we're going in the right direction. I heard John. I heard Tom. I don't want to try to repeat everything they said. But I do think we're going in the right direction. I think we could have a really good football team going into next year. And the draft class, I know there's been some personnel issues, and I'm responsible for that, and I take full responsibility for all the personnel issues. But we did have, a few things that happened to set us back, and some attrition on our roster. But again, in spite of all that, we had plenty of opportunities to win games, and we didn't close teams out when we had an opportunity to do that, and you have to do that in this league. So I'll take any questions. I know most of your questions have been answered already with John and Tom, but fire away.
Any regrets about drafting Odell Beckham?
No, he's got a chance to be a good little player.
Seriously, how good can he be?
Well, he's good. The best thing about him is it's not that he's got a gifted skill set, but I talked to someone, maybe an Ian I talked to, but this is his number one trait that sets him apart from a lot of people with a superior skill set like he has, is that he's what we call a dog around here. He's got that dog mentality, his passion, and as you can see, you almost have to calm him down a little bit, how he plays, but he's a gifted young football player. Could have a chance to be a really good player for us for a long time, we hope.
Why do you believe, Jerry, that next year could be different?
Well, because the reason I think that is because we were so close so many times during this season, And again, I say this every single year, when we win Super Bowls or when we were 6-10, it's a really, really close margin between being, a winning team, the teams that are in the playoffs and teams that are not in the playoffs. So, but it's a learned mentality, I think, learned behavior that you have to close games out. And, we were so close so many times, offense could have closed some games out. The defense could have closed some games out. Special teams could have closed some games out. So we've been really close. So, again, the teams that are not in the playoffs, it's not a big difference in those teams and the teams that aren't playing in the playoffs. The ball can bounce a certain way. I've said that plenty of times standing up here in a press conference. The ball can bounce a certain way. You can get a call go your way, a call not go your way. So all those things come into play. But at the end of the day, you got to have good personnel, you got to have good coaches, and you got to have a little bit of luck. I say that every single year. And the injuries things, we had a little bit of bad luck. We're still trying to research why can't we stay more healthy during the year, and we'll continue to sift through that and see how we can correct that even more.
When you look at the record this year, even though it's a little worse than it was last year, do you still feel that you need to make wholesale changes, or is it a matter of just tweaking things moving forward?
Well, not wholesale changes. Last year we had to turn the roster over, and we're not going to go out and spend a huge amount like we did in this past offseason in free agency. And but we did, the roster was getting a little bit older, so we did have to turn the roster. There were some new faces. Offensively, I thought we would gel a little bit quicker than we did. But, you know, we see flashes later in the season of what we think the offense can be. Defensively, we had some new faces. We lost some players on defense. So I do think that, you know, if we can get players back, we can have another good draft. We'll definitely do some things in free agency. But we're always going to try to upgrade our roster in at every position every year.
Jared, how do you look at the vote of confidence that you and Tom received from ownership?
Well, you know, I'm grateful to be here regardless, okay? From being a young scout, I've been here for 20 years. From being a young scout to being where I am now, I'm always grateful to this organization. They took a chance on me, and I can never repay them, and I'm always going to give them my best. You can count on that.
You know, you spoke about, you know, being close in some games and some bad breaks and the injuries and things, but, you know, just by the numbers, this is a pretty alarming trend of this organization. You know, 3 years not in the playoffs, 2 losing seasons, 5 out of 6 not in the playoffs. I mean, that seems more than just a blip on the radar screen.
Well, you can make stats say what you want to say. You can say, well, we had a bunch of winning seasons there, you know, before we had a losing season. You can say that if you want to. You can say we've won a couple of Super Bowls in the last few years. You can make stats say whatever you want to say. Hey, do we want to be here right where we are right now? Absolutely not. And we're going to try everything we under our power to make, you know, make a difference going into next season. And, you know, I know people upstairs. I know they work their behinds off. I know our coaches work their behinds off. I know our personnel people work their behind off. And we're going to continue to you know, try to make a difference going into next year. And I don't think we're that far away, because I do think we have a nice mix of young players along with some veteran players that we can, you know, we can get to where we want to go.
How much discussion does have to be on the defense after this year? I mean, you said the offense is so
big. Hey, we're trying to upgrade at every position on the team. You know, offense, defense, special teams, we're trying to upgrade everywhere.
How much discussion have you had with J.C. Pierre-Paul and his agent about his situation?
I sat down with all the unrestricted free agents yesterday, and that's the only conversation that I've had. I haven't talked to Jason's agent yet at all.
Why not? Why did you decide not to try and negotiate something before the season was over? What was the thinking behind that for you guys?
It wasn't the right time for us to do that.
What did you do this season?
I'm sorry?
What do you think of Pierre-Paul's season this year, both against?
Well, I think at the beginning of the season, we wasn't playing like he played at the end of the season. The second half of the season, he came on really strong and played like we thought he should play. You know, the guy has some ability to be a game changer, and we didn't see enough of that in the first half of the season.
How much of that did you need to see him being healthy for a full season because of the last 2 years, and how much of that was just
well, it's a combination of skill? Yeah, it's a combination of all those things. You know, he's had some injury problems, and We've seen the guy be a dynamic player, and he's still a young player. So we know that ability is there. So what we have to do is, you know, sit down and have some conversation with his agent. You know, I know you guys talked to John and to Tom about these things already, but, you know, it's got to make sense for us, got to make sense for him, like always, like any free agent.
Will you consider restructuring Eli's contract?
We'll keep all of our options open.
Do you have any problem with him playing on the last year of his deal?
We'll keep all of our options open.
Do you anticipate any changes on your staff? And have you received any inquiries or permission to talk to anyone for other jobs or other leagues?
No, I haven't had anybody call about our staff, no. And everything's evaluated at the end of the year. The personnel, staff, everything's evaluated.
Jerry, how much longer can Eli play at a high level, do you think?
I don't know. Who knows? Eli's not a baby. I don't think he's an old man, but he's not a baby anymore. I do think he can still play at a high level, but how long? You know, who knows how long?
Jerry, technically, Coach Tom is in charge of his staff. You're in charge of the draft. Where does it get a little blurry? If you really want somebody in the draft, and Tom really wants somebody else, do you pull rank?
No, what we try to do in our draft room and all our decisions around here, we try to come together as a staff. You know, we want everybody to be on board, and sometimes it doesn't happen that way. And we talk about it, and whatever decisions the final decisions made, we live with it. We don't look back, and we just live with it. And it's our decision. It's not my decision. It's not Tom's decision. It's not, you know, anybody. It's our decision. And
but has there come a time, even once, when you say, this is our pick, and I don't care who wants anybody else?
No, we try not to do that. I don't think it's like that around here. And you know, everybody has an opinion. In personnel, our coaches write reports. You know, our personnel staff, myself, and we come to a consensus on who we like, and it's rarely a situation where, you know, somebody gets on the floor and said, we're going to take this guy, and that's it.
When John stood up there last year, he talked about making changes with maybe a little bit in the draft, thinking of maybe taking less risks on guys that he was referring to later in the draft. Have you made adjustments, and did you see that this year? I mean, was that an adjustment you made before this year, before last year?
Well, in personnel, it's just like I just said, we always talk about taking risk, and we talk about personnel. You know, everybody's involved in it, and sometimes we take risk. We know that we're taking some risk on some guys. You know, we took a risk on Mario Manningham. You know, and he turned out to be a pretty good player for it. We took a risk on Ahmad Bradshaw. So sometimes it's just part of personnel, guys. You don't bat 1,000 in personnel. You want to get more right than you get wrong. When you pick late in the draft, we pick late a couple of times in the draft, you know. And that's why we call them rogues. You know, I've said this to you guys before. I'm not trying to make any excuses why, you know, some personnel didn't work out. You know, it's just part of personnel. You know, sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. You know, we call them rows because the 32 guys in the first row, they're not all first-round picks. So if you're picking 32, most likely those guys down at 32, some guys you would like to have in the second and third round. And it's a privilege to pick down there. But it's a lot easier picking 12 and above than it is when you're picking 32.
Have you taken less risk now, you think, in the last couple of years?
Well, again, less risk, you know, I'm not sure what you're saying when you're saying take less risk. You know, all players are risk. You know, sometimes it look like a duck, walk like a duck, quack like a duck. You get him out there on something, it's not a duck. So it's all risk.
Jerry, with that said, along that vein, it seems like last year you made an effort to take team captains, guys with good characters and whatnot, and that paid off for you this year, or at least, you know, so far. Is that something that you anticipate you might consider taking more, paying more attention?
Absolutely. We take, you know, we're not cavalier here. You know, we try to do whatever's best for this organization. We try to pick the best players available, and whatever it takes. If it takes a conscious effort of taking captains or taking whatever, you know, we're willing to do that. We just want to get this team back in good position to be a playoff team, win our division, be a playoff team, and win Super Bowls. That's really what our goal is, and never changes.
Jerry, I'm sure you have ballparks in mind. Do you have an idea of if you have enough room to bring back Jason and Antrell and
DR? Yeah, we'll do what we have to do. You know, the evaluation process is ongoing right now. We'll do what we have to do, and everybody will be evaluated, and we'll make it work.
Is using the tag on Jason something you would consider, realistically consider, is it something that is feasible with the amount that it takes up on the cap?
We'll keep all our options open. Respect to that.
How strongly do you express your opinions to Tom about the coaching staff?
I have my opinion. Tom and I talk every Monday, as you all know. We talk every Monday, and we don't sugarcoat talk. We talk about the good, we talk about the bad, and we talk about the ugly. I think that's why we have a great relationship, because we don't try to, you know, to BS each other in our Monday conversations. We talk about, you know, what really happened, and I think that's a great conversation, and I give my opinion about everything. Yeah.
Are you comfortable that that he has the final call?
Am I comfortable? Yeah, of course I'm comfortable. Every head coach, again, John said this, when a coach has been successful as Tom Coughlin has been in the National Football League as long as he's been in the National Football League, you know, he should have the right to pick his coaches. He should have the right to do that, and he's been able to do that. I give my opinion on what I think. I believe John gives his opinion. Steve Tisch gives his opinion on what he thinks. But the head coach, with this, you know, the caliber head coach that Tom has been and still is, he has the right to pick his own coaches.
Jerry, why is Tom still the right man to coach this team?
Well, again, you know, John said it, and we've talked about it. You know, number one, he knows how to coach. You know, he's a teacher. You have to coach the players, and you have to coach the person when you're coaching football. And Tom knows how to do that. John said it, you know, as clearly as you can say it. You know, during the bad time of the season, the players kept playing, and they played all the way through. You can tell quickly if a team is not going to play for a coach, you can tell quickly. That never happened.
Jared, in your mind, how much will fixing the O-line, D-line be a priority this offseason?
Well, everything's a priority. We're going to try to upgrade at every position. Everything's a priority.
Jared, how do you kind of look at Victor Cruz, especially for next season? Do you kind of look at it as he'll get back to his prior performance, or that the injury might take a while, or have in the back of his mind he just might not be able to be as
well? It's a significant injury that he had, so you never know how he's going to come back from that. We're hoping that he's definitely going to come back and be the Victor Cruz that we know, but you never know. It's a significant injury that he has, so we're hopeful that he'll come back and be the Victor Cruz that we like, but you never know.
Do you approach it like David Wilson last year, where you kind of said whatever he gave you would
well,
be a bonus?
Well, any guy who has a significant injury, that was a significant injury, just like David Wilson, had a significant injury. You got to prepare as if, maybe what if Victor doesn't come back? What if it, that's always in the back of, if you're a personnel guy, a general manager, that's always in the back of your head. What if this guy doesn't come back and be the player that we think he is? Yeah, absolutely.
Jerry, in the draft room, when it came to your first round pick last spring, I imagine there were some voices pushing for help on the offensive line. What was it about Beckham that you saw in him that put him over the top in terms of that evaluation?
Well, I think I said this back during the draft. In this league, you got to have weapons, and I said we think this guy's a weapon, and so that was pretty apparent. In the SEC. You see this guy line up, and you see those good players in that SEC. They back up when this guy, line up to their side of the field. And we thought he was, a game-changing kind of weapon. And it's hard to pass those guys up. And he was the highest guy on the board we picked.
Jerry, do you look at this as a win or else season coming up for a lot of people?
Well, every year, Tom said the same thing. I heard Tom say this. Every year is a win all. You guys win Super Bowls. It's what have you done for me lately? Here, you have to continue to win, and it's hard to do in this business because the league is built with cycles. If you win, you get penalized for winning. So you have to fall back and pick last in the draft. You lose some coaches. That's kind of how the cycle goes. But our job is to beat the system. That's what we pride ourselves on, beating the system and staying on top and staying relevant. But we do feel like, I heard somebody ask Tom about, every 4 years, but you should be able to start to build your team back up after you had some down times. We should be at a point where our team is being built back up because we're going to have a top 10 pick this season. Last year we had a top 12 pick. So you get better players. It's a little bit easier to pick up front of the draft than it is in the back of the draft. But you'd much rather be picking in the back of the draft, obviously.
In all these years, your favorite phrase has been best available athlete. When you're drafting higher, does that become less significant because they're all great athletes?
Well, we're always conscious of what we think our need is. But we always try to pick the best player available. And if you can get a combination of your need and what the value is, it's an easy pick for you.
But often you don't. It's either a need or a best available.
Maybe some people, though. We try to pick, the best player available on our board.
Jerry,
we try to do that.
Sorry, Jerry, when you look at the personnel on this roster, which finished 6-10, and you compare it to your Super Bowl rosters, do you see dramatic differences in talent or preparation or play? And if so, is there a specific part of the team?
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're asking me, Kim, but I think you're saying is the personnel on the 6-10 team, is it close to the personnel on the 2011 team or the 2007 team? I don't think that's a huge difference. Our two championship teams, I don't think that was the best personnel we had. Our two championship teams, if that means anything. I don't think that was the best personnel that we had on both those teams that won.
Other than Victor Cruz, is there anyone else that was on injured reserve that you're concerned about moving forward?
Well, all the guys on IR that were concerned, Jeff Schwartz, John Beeson, I can go on. There's so many of them, I can't think of them on the top of my head right now. We had a bunch of corners to go on, Prince.
But anybody that you think might not be ready to start, you know, OTAs or training camp?
We're hopeful that all the players will, you know, we'll have a medical meeting here in the next day. Actually today we're having a medical meeting to see what the status is on all of our players. But we're hopeful that we can get, I heard John say half the guys back. But, you know, injuries are just part of it, guys. That's no excuse. Again, we had plenty of opportunities during the season, in spite of all the injuries, we had plenty opportunities to close some teams out, with our offense to close some teams out, with our defense to close some teams out, and even with our special teams. Josh had a tremendous year, but he still missed a field goal at Jacksonville. If he makes the field goal, we win that game. You know, in Dallas, in our second Dallas game, right, we're inside the 30 right there, and, we miss a pass and it intercepts and it goes the other way. Our defense during the Dallas games, all you got to do is make a stop right there. We're going to win, so it's a learned behavior. I think that's what we have. That's what bugs me the most about our season last year. We had some chances to close some teams out, and we didn't do it. And I think that's something we'll talk about in this offseason. When you get a chance to close teams out, because we were there in spite of all the injuries and attrition that happened to the roster, we were there. Can be attributed to our coaching staff and our players that kept fighting and trying to put ourselves in position to win games. We had some opportunities to do that, and we just didn't do it.
I'm curious what you said that a couple times. What do you think is lacking that the learned behavior hasn't been acquired?
Well, this is part of it, Bill. I think that when you turn your roster over, okay, you have a lot of new faces on your roster, and I think you have to, some teams that we had that was under Coach Coughlin, they had been here for some years, and we had a pretty tight roster. We didn't have to make a lot of changes. So we get a new group of guys, they got to learn that. I think they have to learn to learn how to play together and have that mentality with each other. Somebody's got to rise up right here, right now on defense. We got to make this stop right here. I don't know if we had enough players to do that offensively on special teams. I'm going to make a play right here on special team, a big play right here. So I think it's just a thing that grows when players are together longer. And most of these players on this roster, will be back next year. And I think that's something that we have to learn and grow as a team.
When you assess the roster personnel-wise, obviously you want to upgrade in every spot. Are there any spots that you look at and say, we're good there. We don't have to worry about that.
No, you're injury away from not being good anywhere. So that's why I say we try to continue to upgrade every chance we get at every position possible.
Doesn't that make the challenge of rebuilding even more difficult?
Well, obviously we think if we got some issues in our offensive line, but we're not going to ignore our offensive line, then ignore our running back position or our safety position or our defensive line position or our tight end position. That's why. As a personnel person, you try to upgrade as many places as you can, as often as you can, because, injuries happen, attrition happens, and you want your roster to be as deep as possible.
Because of the importance of the continuity that you talked about and guys learning to play together, are you more inclined to sort of keep the core of this group together heading into next year, especially getting some of the guys back from injuries, just to see what they can do and what they can actually be?
Well, I think it's going to be a good core of guys here regardless, coming back. But there'll be some changes, like always. There's always changes every year, and there'll be some this time. But we definitely want to keep a good core of players, because you can't turn your roster over every single year. You have to try to keep a core of guys that you can build around.
We'll take one or two more.
There was a bunch of guys maybe at the end of the roster this year that were draft picks that didn't really play much. How much at all do you think those guys, maybe in hope that it would finally work out, hadn't worked out? Did you maybe hold on to them too long? And is there a fine line there?
Well, we try to give guys a chance to fail. If you give them a chance to fail and they fail, that's fine. We made a mistake. But you got to give guys a chance to fail first before you can just push them out the door.